I have actually confused quite a few people this morning. It's not Pentecost Sunday, if anyone hasn't realised. It's next Sunday. But next Sunday, we're celebrating Queen's and Platinum Jubilee, 70 years of reign. And I got thinking as I sat down to write was the Queen at age 21 made a public declaration. She made public declaration that she, no matter how long her life was, short or long, she would serve not only God, but also serve the nation. 15 years ago on Friday, just gone, I was publicly made that declaration, follow God and serve him as I was baptized. And I too, like those that became Christians on that first Pentecost Sunday, was added to the number. I feel a sense of pride in reading Acts. Jesus in chapter 1, the sequel to Luke, had been taken up to heaven. The angels said he will return as he went up. As Bernie said, rapture will happen one day, but we know Jesus is going to come down as he went back to heaven. The disciples were just sat in a room, twiddling thumbs, thinking, what's going to happen next? And lo and behold, a gust of wind came. A bit like Britain, isn't it? Windy, cold. The flames flickered. Most likely, uneducated people started speaking Greek, Roman, Arabic, Libyan, Egyptian, all the languages of the known world. And people were understanding what was being said. The idea of speaking tongues is something that people debate even to this day, what it means. A 12th century theologian interpreted it as us having learned languages to share with one another. John Stott, a more recent scholar, never knew what to make of it, but interpreted it as a way to praise God. Even an African-American evangelist in the 1900s spoke 25 different languages. And very often he'd start praying and he'd just start speaking in one of the languages he knew. Then very often when it was interpreted, it was interpreted as a message and vision from God. He used to get people from hundreds of miles to come and just make sure it translated right. And one vision was a vision of revival, which, sure enough, 8 months after that vision started, it happened. With Pentecost and the Holy Spirit's arrival, we celebrate. Alan last week spoke about time to praise God in everything. Pete, previous week, spoke about the need of and calling from Paul to rejoice in all that's going on. And Beth kicked off this mini celebration in that we need praise God in our worship, praise God in what's going on. I have just 3 points to share today. And first one is celebrate good times. This might be an interesting point to make. The disciples were setting up a room. They're waiting as Jesus had told them. We do not know what they're thinking. They might be thinking, do you know what? Some food would be good. We don't know what they're discussing. Oh, do you hear about Mrs. Jones down the street? She converted to Judaism. They could have been thinking anything and discussing things. I do wonder if maybe they might have been thinking about good times with Jesus. Can just imagine Paul going to Peter going over to Andrew and saying, do you remember that joke Jesus said about the man being crucified? And yeah, It's funny, then everyone started come back to life. We don't know what kind of jokes or what that intimacy, that conversation went. But I wonder if they wondered what exciting times laid ahead. By the time the Holy Spirit arrived, disciples had chosen a replacement for Judas Iscariot, a man called Matthias. The conflicting responses as to what happened to Jesus is interesting. Acts says one thing, Matthew's Gospel says another, but a replacement, Matthias, a man we do not know a lot about, is chosen. He is called to replace Judas and to serve and share the gospel. Apparently, he had been following Jesus since his baptism and went on to serve in modern-day Georgia, in the Georgia region of Russia, what used to be Soviet Union. Was just waiting expectantly to see what would happen. I'd imagine what it'd been like just serving, just waiting with that new group, being the new person, the new kid in class. Then 9 o'clock happened. For some people, the start of the new work day. But as chatting was going on, probably over breakfast, a gust of wind came. Flames flickered. The New International Version of the Bible speaks of bewilderment. It was like it was the Tower of Babel all over again. But, and this is a very big but, this time everyone understood what was happening. Everyone knew what they were saying. I'm sure that even as the Bible said, they've had a bit too much drink. Some doubted, some were amazed, and almost wanted to be in number. The Greeks, Romans, Cretans, Persians, Egyptians, everyone wanted to know what was happening and why. Imagine this happening next Sunday in the pageant field. Just imagine us all serving teas and coffees and start talking in commotion that everyone's like, what's happening? And then, like, our Baptists have had a bit too much wine. Just imagine what an amazing thing that would be to party with. So, this leads next point, pouring out of the Holy Spirit. We get a sense of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit as almost indescribably undescribable. We can sometimes be speechless in explaining what is happening, but at the same time, we recognize what is happening. The Holy Spirit lives within us. A book I read describes the Trinity as God the ruler and sovereign over all, Jesus Christ the Redeemer, and Holy Spirit to guide us by living in us. So let me ask you something. When did you last see the Holy Spirit do something amazing in your life? When was the last time you heard something so clear from God? The last time I saw was as I turned up this morning. I didn't wake up great and happy, but just reading about Acts just fills me up with passion that burns, a word of encouragement, a fire that cannot be extinguished. The glory is mine, God says. And it is. How amazing. How amazing God wants you to know that he is in front of you. He's taking you along with him for the journey. Unfortunately, I don't know where journey will take any of us. But I do know this. One day, we will be spending eternity with him. That where the journey will conclude. Faith is a massive thing. Hebrews speaks about faith being what we cannot see, but we do know it's there. I have faith that in this weird and wacky world, it will all be okay. We may have different opinions, but faith is what brings us together. James, in his epistle, just writes so eloquently what it means to have faith and to celebrate faith. He writes, "Is anyone in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord." The pouring out of the Holy Spirit is something we do need in this world at the moment. And as Peter says when he quotes the prophet Joel, "In the last days I will pour out my spirit." That's what God says, "In the last days I'll pour out my spirit." That spirit's been poured out. Hallelujah. A commentary I read, which described first, said, "Once the Holy Spirit arrived, the last days arrived." We do see it in society nowadays, don't we? We may not know the day or hour, but we do know Jesus is coming back. And boy, do I personally feel it's going to be very soon. It does feel like we might be in a bit of a race against time, but God will bless those who stay faithful. God will pour out his spirit, and a revival may even happen before his return. Peter's sermon to the masses was to encourage people, to remind them of the good news, the Missio Dei, which is Latin for mission of God. The mission of God to share what has happened and to celebrate. Next point, dream again. What has your week brought you? Do you feel upset over something? Do you feel that God has not answered your prayers recently? Let me just say this, dream again. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is here. He's in each of us. We do not know how people feel sometimes, but if we just tell them, dream again, that can help us be prepared for anything. We can never be fully prepared for important things. Holidays, weddings, christening, baptisms, birth or the adoption of children or grandchildren. But God prepares us by giving us peace. As Christians, we do dream. It's in our nature. We have hopes and dreams, but God has everything planned out. He knows what we're all going to do. As he created us, he knew where we would be in 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years. But we do dream of our friends coming to Christ. We dream of people accepting an offer to pray. People may be receptive, they may not. But remember, God will open the opportunities he sees fit, and not your own thoughts. God has a plan for you in the Psalms, and he declares he knew each and every one of them before you were even born, before you conceived. I know how my life is working out. I go to bed, wake up, but by the grace of God, he knows what will happen in the middle. Same with you all. He knows, you know that you're going to go to bed, and he knows you're going to wake up. But he knows what's happening in the middle. He knows our hopes and dreams. He knows everything. But it's just a case of leaning it to God. Celebrate his goodness. Life is a journey. Journeys come to an end. Celebrations continue into the night. I'm sure we've all heard the classic phrase of "the night is still young, keep partying." But I have to say, I'm looking forward to that eternal party. I'm looking forward to us all just celebrating and partying with King David, King Solomon, with Noah, Ruth, Naomi, with everyone we read about in the Old Testament. I heard of a minister that has a list of people he would love to speak to when he gets to heaven. And he said number one person is E. He'd love to speak to E. They go, why do you do what you did first of all? And then said, secondly, thank you, because otherwise I'm not lived. Prophet Isaiah, to the question, how long do we share God's goodness? God's response is until their ears are dull. Until their ears are dull is, I hate thinking that. Now there you go, fixed it. Until their ears are dull. I'm sure your ears are feeling a bit dull this morning. Same thing, same goodness, same celebration thing. But whatever's plaguing you, whatever's going on in your life, celebrate good times, because even better times are coming. God poured out his spirit for us to share the gospel. At the right and appropriate time, he will just overflow. The whole Holy Spirit will overflow into people's lives. Just remember, there's a time for everything. Time to laugh, time to cry. That's what Ecclesiastes is all about. There's time for everything. Paul, even though he was a prisoner, the guards were his audience. The guards probably felt like prisoners because they're protecting, but they're hearing over and over the goodness of God. And King David just writes in his psalm, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit arrived. He is alive and well in this world. We may not see it or feel it, but he is alive and well. We just need to be receptive and ready to say, yes, Lord. So just to conclude this morning, where are you at in celebration? We're going to have a big party next week. It may be Pentecost Sunday and we may be celebrating Queen, but let's celebrate the faithfulness Her Majesty's had over the past 70 years. The love she's provided to nation at times of grief, at times of sadness. I was watching a documentary yesterday evening, Queen in her own words, and back in 66, with the Aberfan disaster, everyone was a bit like, why hasn't Queen jumped to it? And Queen didn't want to jump into it in case she just kind of distracted the workers from rescuing the children. But the Queen was full of emotion. She could see what had happened. She could see everyone's grief, but at the same time, she was very much, I'm sure they're all with God celebrating and partying. And I'm sure we as Christians are at that time where we just need to celebrate and party. This is what platinum is about. It's about, even though it's one of the top five metals in the world, platinum is right above diamond and gold, and it is amazing. And we need to celebrate like platinum Christians, always stoic and